The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rabinowitz.
Let us begin by Ezer Hashem, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Klal Choftes, Midois, Sheyargil Bohem Ha'adam Es Atzma, those traits, characteristics that a person should accustom himself to and should make part of his being, part of his essence, the idea of becoming a Baal Midos. And it's interesting that these traits are called Midos, which translated literally means measurements or measures. And that is, the Baal Musar explained, indicating that any midah, any trait that one has, even though it is inherently positive and beneficial, but it has to be taken in stride, and it has to be done in good measure. One cannot be too great of a verse of a Rahman, of a giver, of a lover. There are many and most midos that have to be measured and quantified for one to truly perfect operating with those midos. So let us begin Seif Aleph. Ha'anashim chalukin him b'deyoseim. People are different in their mindsets, or more appropriately translated, betiv'ehem, in their natures. Yesh adam shehu ba'al chema b'kovis tamid. At times you can have an individual who is perpetually angry, one who has a quick temper. V'yesh adam shedaitim yushevas olav einu kovis klal. And on the other hand, there can be an individual who's calm, composed, and rarely, if never, gets upset. Aishu kayas pa'amachas b'har bishanim. Or he may get upset once in many years, rarely. Yesh adam shehu gval lev b'yos. You can have a person who's haughty, obsequious, v'yeshehu shfar ruach b'yoser, and then there can be one who is humble, down to earth, self-effacing. Yeshehu baal taiva. There can be an individual who is full of desire and lust, leisis banafshei mehaloich b'taiva. His desires can never be satiated and or fulfilled. V'yeshehu baal leiv tohar me'od. And then there can be one who is pure of spirit, who is refined. V'lo yis'aveh afilu l'dvarim ma'atim sh'aguf tzarech lahem. He's so removed from the physical, he would not even desire minor things and pleasures which the body would normally need. Yesh ba'al nefesh rechava. You can have a person who has grandiose ideas of wealth, shalotis banafsho mikom mamon shebaolam, and his desire for money would not be satiated by any money in the world. Ke'inyan shenema, as the pasuk says in Koheles, ohiv kesef lo yispa kesef. One who loves money will never be satiated from it. The Medrash on Koheles says, Ein adam meis v'chatzita voso biyodo. A person will not die with even half his pleasure, half his dream in terms of amassing material wealth accomplished. He'll always be lacking more than half or most of what he had wished upon himself. On the other hand, the very same Medrash tells us the famous line of Yesh lo mane rotzei masayim. A person who has 100 has one money equal to 100 dinarim. Rotzei masayim, would want double. So apparently he could achieve half of his desires. He could have half of the wealth he had always dreamt about. So the Mefarshim ask a stira. On one hand, the one half of the Medrash says, Ein adam meis v'chatzit havasa biyada. He won't even have half his desires. And at the same time, the Medrash tells us, Yesh lo mane rotzei masayim. And the Mefarshim, the Maram Shif, and others explain that Yes, initially that first $100, that first million, if you will, is worth very much. But after amassing that first million, where he has revved up his appetite and now becomes even more desirous, that first million pales in comparison to the next upcoming million, which he hopes to acquire as well. So in hindsight, the first million is less than half of the total of 2 million. And it is correct to say both, that if he has a money, he'll want Masayim, but at the same time, the money that he has already amassed will not be considered to him even as half of his wealth. V'yesh mekatzer nafsho, continues the Kitzer. You have an individual who is on the opposite end of things. He afflicts himself, deprives himself, v'dayle afilu dover mu'at, that is sufficient for him, even something small, shalo yaspiklo, even just very little material pleasures and indulgences that will not suffice for him. He won't even pursue his basic sustenance and his essential needs. Yeshu misagif atzmoi barov. You have a person who's extremely cheap, one who is overly frugal and will afflict himself, will starve himself. V'kovetz al yadoi, and collects penny by penny. U'mashu oichel mishaloi, that which he does spend money on for food. Oichle betzar, he eats it painstakingly, torturously. V'yeshu mefazek kol mamonoi, and on the other hand, you have a person who is spendthrift, who spends everything. V'chein b'chol hamidos v'adeus, and this would apply to all midos, all characteristics. Kigon mehulol, you can have a person who's overly jolly, va'onan, or a person who's generally sad and melancholy. Kili, that's someone who's cheap, someone who withholds his money. Veshua, someone who acts in a very giving, benevolent, munificent way. And as the Lecha Mishnah explains on this expression of Kili Veshua, that the Rambam uses as well, Kili Veshua are individuals who are either very generous or very cheap that they're spending, but they're not on the extreme of spending everything, or on the other hand, afflicting themselves. So this is another example of two opposite ends of the spectrum. An Amida, or Achzor V'Rachman, a cruel person, or a person who is kind-hearted and compassionate. Rach Levav, person who is timid, meek. V'Amitz Levav, or one who is brave, who is proud and courageous. V'Chayotze Bahen, etc. So this Se'if Aleph of the Kitzer is taken directly from the Rambam, in which the Rambam spells out the vast spectrum, the continuum of Midos, where we find individuals on one extreme and individuals all the way on the opposite end. So what is the proper way, what is the proper approach, the path in which one should navigate through life and attempt to balance the midos? Says the Kitzer in O Space, Haderech HaToyva HaYashor, the proper, the good, the positive, the correct path. Hu sheyargil ha'odom es atzmai, a person should accustom himself to leches b'derech hamtzoi, he should walk the golden mean, the middle of the road approach. Le'yis'av ve'el ha'ledvarim, he should desire only those items that the body truly needs, and it would be impossible to live without those. Kenyan Shanemar, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, tzadik oichel l'soiva nafshei, a tzadik eats merely to satiate his soul. V'chein lo yehei omel ba'asokov, one should not toil unnecessarily in business pursuits, elo lahasig dover shetzarech lo lechayisha, only to acquire that which he needs, which is essential for him at that moment for his continued sustenance. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is the greatest challenge, or one of the greatest challenges in navigating through life in this material world and making a living, in that one deludes himself, as the Yetzirah often does, into thinking that he needs more, and then if he takes off from Seder or misses davening for a business deal, that's essential. He must do it, and it's a challenge, and something that one has to pay serious attention to see things clearly and objectively as to what he truly needs to keep himself going and live comfortably and decently. Ke'inyan shenemar, as the pasuk in Tehillim says, Tov me'at latzadik, little is good for a tzadik. V'lo yikbat tziodav b'yoser, he should not be overly stingy. V'gam lo yifazim amona, on the other hand, should not overspend. Elo yitein stoka kifi misa tziodo, he should dispense charity according to his means. U'mal v'karoy l'misha tzarech, and should lend appropriately to one who needs. V'lo yehei mehulol v'sochek, you should not be overly frivolous, joking and lightheaded. V'lo atzei v'onan, at the same time, he shouldn't be depressed, sad, downtrodden. Elo sameach kol yomav, rather he should be joyful, happy, benachas, in a calm, serene way, besaver panim yafois, always with a happy countenance, with a smile. V'chein b'sharov hamidos, this applies to the majority of the other midos. Misha hoylech b'derech hamtzoi, one who traverses the middle path, the middle of the road approach, nikra chacham, he is considered wise and astute. So this is the approach for most midos. The Gemara tells us in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph that an Amora would daven and would cry to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, "Ritzaneinu lasis ritzoncha." It is truly our desire to fulfill your wishes, to do your will. Ma ma'ake, but what prevents us? What gets in the way? Se'ar shebe'isa v'shibud malchios, the leaven in the dough, in an idiom referring to the Yetzirah, v'shibud malchios, and the persecution, overwhelming shibudim and different distractions that hold us back. And explains the Maharsha there that when we say, when the Amora said, "Ritzoneinu la'asis ritzoncha," it is our desire to do your wish. What he was conveying is that he would love to follow this golden path, the middle of the road approach, and not gravitate to one extreme or the other. But what is that hinders him, that gets in his way? Se'ar shebe'isa, the Yetzirah, that pushes him in one direction, in the direction of gaiva, in the direction of gluttony, or of caving into his instincts. And on the other hand, the shibud malchios, the sad state of Klal Yisrael and Golos, the persecutions, the anti-Semitism, that keeps us down and makes us sad, prevents us from developing aspirations and thinking highly of ourselves and cultivating our self-esteem. So we plead with the Rebbeinu Shalom, please help us meet the challenges of Se'ar Shebe'isa, the Yetzirah, which pulls us in the direction of more and better, and you know, bigger is better, that double size burger deluxe. And on the other hand, the Shibud Malchiyos, which makes us despair and often deprives us of hope. And that is Ritzoneinu La'asis Ritzoncha. We wish to do your will and navigate in our Avodas Hashem through Golus, despite the challenges on either end. Let us continue now in the Kitzur Ois Gimel. Hagava hi mida ra ma'od, as opposed to other midos where one would look to follow the middle of the road approach and find the golden mean. Gava, haughtiness, himida ra ma'od, is a terrible mida to the extreme. Va'asur la'adam linhog ba filu b'muat. One may not live that way. One may not operate with gaiva filu b'muat, even with very little of it. Ela yargil es atzma liyesh varuach. He should train himself to be humble of spirit. Kama shetzivu chazal, as the Mishnah tells us in Avos, me'od me'od havesh varuach. One should be extremely and exceedingly humble. It's noteworthy that the Tana, who authored this statement in the Mishnah, me'od me'od havesh varuach, is Levitas ish Yavne, a Tana by the name of Levitas from the town of Yavne. And it would appear that this is the only time that that Tana is mentioned in Pirkei Avos. And how appropriate that is, that this Tana specifically is the one that says, Me'od me'od hevi shval ruach. One should be exceedingly humble and not draw attention to himself. And what a fine example of practicing just that, as Levitas ish Yavne had only this to say in all of Shas. The Gemara in Sota brings a machlokes amiroim as to whether one could have even a trace of gaiva. And it would seem like the halacha is, like the amira in Sota Daftala Raman Aleph, who says, lo minei velo miktsase, that one should have nothing of it, not even a trace, a vestige of gaiva. The other mandomar says, shminis shebishminis, meaning one-eighth of one-eighth. He seems to condone one exhibiting a trace, a slight nuance of gaiva. The Vilna Gaon, in a fascinating exposition on that Gemara, explains that Shminis Shebashminis alludes to the eighth pasuk in the eighth parsha of the Torah. The eighth parsha is Parshas Vayishlach, and the eighth pasuk begins with the words Katonti Mikol HaChasadim. Yaakov Avinu exclaims in front of the Baruch Shalom, I'm so diminutive, I'm so small and inadequate. And that is suggesting Vilna Gaon, what the Gemara is referring to when it says Shminis Shebashminis, that if one looks to have even a trace of gaiva, let him remember that first word in the eighth pasuk of the eighth parsha from Chumash Bereishis, Katonti, you're inadequate. So when it comes to gaiva, one should pull to the other extreme. One should not endeavor to follow the middle path. Ve'eich targil as esatz mecholios anav ushvaruach, says the Kitzer. This is taken from the famous Igeres Ramban, the letter the Ramban wrote to his son, and he promised him, according to legend, that if he reads it every day or every week, he is assured of being a ben olam haba, of having a share in the world to come. So the Ramban advised his son and advises all of us. How should you accustom yourself to be humble and low spirited? Your word should be spoken calmly and with care. Your head should be bowed. Your eyes should look downwards. But your heart, your aspirations, should move ever upwards. Think of about any and every individual as being greater and better than you. If he is a greater scholar than you, then certainly you need to honor him and respect him. And if he is wealthier than you are, you have to respect him for that. As we find, Rabbi Hayamechabir Ashir, the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, the author of the Mishnah, would honor wealthy individuals. V'tachshav, and think to yourself, B'yoyzki Hashem Yizbarach Nasan L'yoysher, Hashem has granted him this wealth. Mistamer Ro'yu L'kach, presumably he is worthy of that gift. HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt him to be a reliable partner, so to speak, someone with whom this wealth and these material means could be entrusted, and that he would be capable and inclined to carry out his mission, and that alone should raise his stature in one's eyes. And if he has less than you in either wisdom or wealth, Think about the fact that he has less to lose, that there's less that's expected of him, and therefore he's, chances are he's more of a tzaddik. He is held in high regard in the eyes of Hashem. If he commits a sin due to lack of education, lack of knowledge, or lack of means, perhaps poverty drove him to chet, Nechshav lo kishogeg v'anus, that would be considered an unintentional act, something he was forced into doing, and he wouldn't be as culpable. V'atayim avarta avera, but you who have more wisdom, or more wealth, atamezin, if you commit that same avera, you would be considered to have done so deliberately, and would be held accountable. Im koy tachshev tomer, if you think about any individual in this way, and find the right idea with which to understand and perceive that this person is greater and in a better place than you are, loisucha lehiskois, you would never be able to act with conceit and arrogance, the toivloch, and life will be good and pleasant for you. And that concludes the quote from the Igeres Ramban. Continues the Kitzer in Os Dalit, regarding one other midah which one has to stay away from to the extreme and not even attempt to travel down the middle. V'chein ha-kas, hi midah ra ma'oid. Anger is a very bad midah. V'ro'i la'odom li'shrachik mena ma'oid. One should distance himself from it very much. V'yargil ha-satzmai, and he should get used to shalo yichos afilo al-davashar ro'i lichos. He should not be upset and get angry even on something for which he is justified to get angry over. At times one needs to instill fear to set the tone at home and convey his displeasure to his to members of his household, his children. Let him appear to be angry, so as to chastise them, but all the while inside, internally, he should be calm. And as the Mali Musra and Mechanchim recommend, that if one has to discipline a child, even if he has to give him a little smack or has to take some other disciplinary action, you know, dock him, ground him, send him to his room, he should first make sure that he is calm, and then perhaps put on a front that he is upset, but he should not punish out of anger if he feels angry internally. Amar le Eliyahu l'Rav Yehuda achua d'Rav Salah Chasida. The Gemara tells us in Brachos that Eliyahu Hanavi told the following to Rav Yehuda, who was the brother of Rav Salah, another Amora Chasida who was pious. Lo sirsach, don't get upset, v'lo sechti, and thereby you will ensure that you don't sin. Lo isarve, which means don't get l'sishtaka b'yayin, don't become inebriated, v'lo sechti, and you will not sin. Oid Amar Rabbi Sein Uzal. The Gemara tells us along the following lines. It's quoted verbatim in the Rambam, in Hilchos Deos. Kol HaKoyes, he who gets upset regularly, ki'ilu oived avodah zarah, as if he worshipped idols. V'chol minei gehenim shaltim boy, on all types of gehenim, all types of punishments and curses will befall him. Shenemar hoser kas milibcha, banish anger from your heart. V'have rom sarecha, and remove evil from your flesh. V'in ro'a lo gehenim. And what is the pasuk in Koheles when it says "Have ra, remove evil"? That if one removes anger from his heart, he will thereby prevent evil from coming his way. What is the word "ra" alluding to? Vein ra elo gehinom. Ra is alluding to gehinom. Shenema, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, vegam rasha leyom ra. Everything. The pasuk tells us that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created was for the ultimate glory of Hashem, for the Kiddush Hashem, and even the evildoer was created for the Day of Judgment, where in the ultimate Day of Judgment, at the end of days, all will see how Hashem punishes the wicked. So if one is koes regularly, he invites terrible punishment and is compared to one who worships idols. Why is a person who gets angry compared to an idol worshiper? And I'd like to offer two explanations for this. One is based in the Sefer HaTanya. Sefer HaTanya explains that if one truly had emunah that the Rabbanu Shalom runs the world and that everything happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed it to happen, then there would be no reason and no justification for him to get upset. As David HaMelech said about Shimi ben Gera, who had cursed him, he told Shlomo, Hashem told him to curse me. And if Hashgacha Pratis ordains that a person suffer physical pain or monetary loss, then there's no reason to get upset. There's no reason to get upset if one is wronged by someone else. So if one does display anger, then he is displaying a lack of emunah. And that's why he is compared to one who is Oved Avodah Zarah. Another explanation offered by the in Sefer Ha'aras Derech is that if one could get upset frequently, that means he is not in full control of his faculties. He's not a Baal Seichel. And one who's not a Baal Seichel is capable of even going off the deep end of and start worshipping Avodah Zarah. If he's not someone who could contain himself, he may lose himself to the point where he does even that. And that's the danger of being koes, and it's not too long from there to being over Avodah Zarah. Baalei kas ein chayeim chayim, those who get upset frequently are not considered to be alive, to be truly alive. Their lives are chunks of misery. Lafichach tzivu liyishrachik min hakas. Therefore, Chazal told us to distance oneself from kas completely. Achiyanig atzmo, so that he should live and function in a way shelo yargish afilu l'dvar ma'machisim. He should not be sensitive even to things that should anger and would generally anger one. V'zui derech ha'teva. This is the appropriate path. V'derech ha'tzadikim. And the tzadikim take it a step further. Shehin aluvim. They are frequently insulted. They are put down. V'einam olvim. However, they don't lash out. They don't respond. Shemim chepasam. They hear. They are embarrassed in their insults. They are embarrassed. They inon meshivim, and do not reply. Oisin me'ava. They do out of love. Usmechim beyisurim and rejoice. Are content with yisurim. Aleihem akasiv omer. It is about them that the pasuk says, the ohav of those who love the Ribbono shel Olam, kitzeis hashemesh begvuraso, are like the powerfully rising sun. And that is the way of the tzaddikim, to hear and at times be insulted and put down, but to rise above it and keep on rising. And as the insults and as the embarrassing moments increase in frequency and severity, a tzaddik keeps on elevating himself beyond that. Hey, la'olam yarba adam shtika, one should be exceedingly silent, one should be reticent. One should speak only in words of Torah or in a speech that is essential for his sustenance and well-being. The Gemara tells us in Chulin, Hasach Sichas Chulin, one who engages in idle chatter, Oiver Ba'asei, and as the Rishonim explained, it's referring to inappropriate talk. He violates the Asei of a Dibarto Bam, Veloy Bidvarim Betelim. But even if he's not violating the assay, it is not advisable for one to be overly talkative. Vafilu b'mashitzarech l'tzarech higufa, even that which he needs for his well-being, l'yar b'dvarim, he should not speak much. Ukvar amru rabu senuzal kol amar b'dvarim evichet. One who is involved in much talk will bring sin upon himself. The Amru Lematsasi Laguf Toiv Mishtika, the Tanner Meshumim Gamliel says, I was raised amongst Chachamim, I was exposed to so much, and I found nothing better for the body than silence. The Amar Rava, Gemara tells us in Erchin, that Rava expanded in the following pasuk, My Dichsiv Mavis V'Chayim B'Yad Lashon. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. The boy chayim belishne. One who wants life, he should pursue that with his tongue, Rashi explains, with Divrei Torah, a positive, beneficial speech. The Boi Mavis Belishnei, and one who wants to pursue death, will likewise do it with his tongue, Dvarim Asurim, Lashon Hara, Bittul Torah. One should not be a jester, a frivolous, lightheaded, nor should he be depressed and melancholy. Rather, he should be happy and have a joyous heart. Kach Amruzal, Schoik v'kalos roish, gayri, laughter and lightheadedness, margilinus adam la'erva, will bring a person to illicit relationships, to immodesty. V'chein lo yehi bal nefesh rechava nivhal laho, and he shouldn't be a money-hungry individual, always anxious to increase his wealth. V'lo yotzev u'batam malach, at the same time, he shouldn't be lazy, lackadaisical, and not productive. Ela bal ayin tova, and one with a good eye, a healthy, compassionate individual, one who sees good in others, memayat be'esek, who tries to reduce his involvement in pursuing wealth and in being involved in work as much as possible. Va'esek b'Torah, rather, he should spend the bulk of his time in learning. As the Mishnah Berurah points out, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah has no shir, and the chiyuv applies at every moment when one can learn. And Chazal issue severe statements regarding one who has the opportunity to learn Torah and does not. And the little bit that, even if it is a little bit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has granted him in terms of material possessions, yismach boy, he should rejoice in it. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos on Avos explains that Ayin Tova means one who is satisfied and is happy with what he was given. Kach Amruzal, the Mishnah tells us, Hakina, jealousy, desire, and the pursuit of honor and prestige remove one from this world. As the Alter from Kelem says, imagine three caretakers carrying a body, dressed in black. One is named Kina, one is named Taiva, one is Kavod, and a person lives with these midas. He could literally die. He could literally wither away from anxiety, from animosity. V'tzarech la'adam le'yishrachik mehen, and one should be very careful to distance himself from it, and hopefully be zarcha to live in peaceful, tranquil life, a life of midos tovos.